You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 3, and yes, I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, brand and communication strategist, also known as the Podcasting Queen. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you ever feel like you're stifled by all of the stuff that you've collected over the years, and the thought of cleaning it out, well, that just seems way too overwhelming? Hands up, I have to agree that that's a little bit like me. So my guest today believes that it's important for us to gradually draw our attention away from possessions, put them in the right order, where they will serve our vision and purpose in our life. Sometimes it's only when the excess is removed from our lives that the deep desires of our heart can finally be heard. Join me on today's show is Amy Revel. Amy is Australia's declutter queen and professional organiser. Amy is an author, she's a podcaster, a blogger, and she loves equipping women to find freedom through decluttering and organising their homes. Now, clients have often remarked that her non-judgmental and sensitive approach means that instead of being embarrassed of their homes, they feel supported and they feel inspired to make positive changes. And Amy loves walking into cluttered homes and finding order and peace amongst the chaos. As well as physically decluttering with clients, the mindset and habit changes that Amy teaches are life transformational and will change the way that your home runs forever. Now on today's show, Amy is going to share, be inspired to find your God place in the world where you will have a unique platform to serve God and people, understand seasons and how each season of life brings with it special opportunities to love people, learn lessons and draw closer to God, as well as how decluttering can have a spiritual impact and how when we free ourselves from the burden of stuff, we are released to focus more on important things, eternal things. So welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you for having me, Anne-Marie. It is lovely to be on the show today.
Look, this is such a wonderful topic. I know many of us, and hands up, I've already kind of said, yeah, that's a bit me. When we think about all of the stuff that we accumulate over the years, thinking about it is overwhelming. But before we dive into all of the great stuff you want to share today, I'm really interested, how did you get into this line of work?
Well, my mum would say that I was kind of born like this. My bedroom was always really organized and, you know, even in high school, my teachers would ask me to help them declutter and organize their desks.
Yes.
I remember one afternoon, the art teacher had me in the art stock room. And so it's really been something that has been a natural gift for me.
Wow.
And that was really the organizing side of it. And then only probably about 7 years ago, I discovered decluttering and I discovered the minimalist lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And I've become hooked. I love living with less. I love the simplicity and I love the freedom that you have when you don't have to look after a whole lot of stuff.
Yes.
And so it's just been that natural gift that has developed into a business that I love.
Yeah, I love that because how many of us have been blessed with gifts and talents that as you leverage that, you can now turn that into a business and impact the lives of many people as well as growing your business, which obviously impacts the life of your family and amazing. So let's talk about being inspired to find our God place in the world where we will have a unique platform to serve God and people.
Yeah, well, I think so many people feel like it's really complicated to find that place that God would have you for this particular season.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's exactly where you are. And it's about, you know, embracing where you are and really looking at it with God glasses on, I guess, and seeing where God has placed you right now and what you can do for Him in that place.
Mm.
And so for me, that was decluttering. And you know, it's very easy as a Christian and as a business person to feel like ministry and business are separate, but they're really not.
Oh.
They're so intertwined.
Yes.
And that's been so freeing to realize that and say, no, this is where God has me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly where He wants me to be. And to really knuckle down on that and ask him, well, what does that look like?
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about that, because there's some books that I've been reading written by Christian business owners who are in business. And I think not that there's wrong or right, but I think if it opens up the opportunity for someone to think, you know what, maybe I can serve God with my gifts and talents also in a business. Because ultimately, wherever we are using our gifts and our talents, whether it be in business or even in the workplace, working for someone else, we have an opportunity to express love. And obviously, you know, Jesus was love, and really show his character through our character as we're working. So speak a little bit more about that, particularly for people who may not even have considered that, hang on a minute, ministry can be in my own business as well.
Yeah, well, I'm really loving the opportunities that come my way when I'm in clients' homes, because I'm really aware of God having me there. And so I make sure, you know, even as I travel to each person's home, I make sure I set aside part of that travel to, you know, pray and ask God that he would show me what he wants me to do in that session, but also to pray for the client. And for some clients, that may be the only time anyone has ever prayed for them.
Yes.
And I'm not praying with them. I'm not in their homes, and I'm there to help them declutter. But as a Christian, I want to prepare the way.
Yeah.
And I want to be that extra blessing. And I don't tell them, you know, they don't know that I'm heading to their homes and praying for them on the way. But it sets me up. And if people are in their workplaces, if you're a nurse or a teacher or a mechanic or a plumber, when you're praying before you go in, it changes your heart. And so often, when I would go into perhaps a frustrating situation or a situation with someone that's stuck and doesn't want to change, instead of myself being frustrated, I actually come in with a whole lot of grace and understanding, and I carry a peace with me that impacts the people that I work with.
Yeah, I think that's powerful, because often, and I've heard my mother say this many, many times, and she's 98, we've been very blessed to still have her around.
And
she's often said, you know, I really want to speak to people about Jesus and tell them how much he loves them. I said, you know, sometimes, and you've just beautifully modeled this, it's in the expression, how we deal with people. People will notice a difference often when you do bring through that caring and love and that non-judgmental approach that you do. And then they'll start to want to follow you a bit more and hear you more and more. And then eventually, what's different about you, Amy? Why are you so? And then through that questioning conversation, you may then be able to talk deeper. That's so powerful, isn't it?
It is. And it's such a humbling reminder that we can be Jesus before we speak about Jesus.
Yes.
You know, probably for me, the thing that people say the most is, wow, when you came into my home, you brought a real sense of peace. And I'll just say to them simply, that's what I prayed.
Yeah.
You know, like, and they often won't ask anything else, and I don't have to say anything else, but it's just, you know, speaking to that and not being afraid to say, yeah, that's what I wanted to do. Or, you know, lots of people, as we talk, you know, I'm with them for 4-hour periods, sometimes for dozens of sessions. And we often talk about what we do and what we did on the weekend, and I talk about my church, and it's such a great opportunity to not be pushy. That's not what people have me in their homes for. And if you're in someone's home or in a business or a workplace, you know, you still have to be honoring to your employer or your business that you're there for.
Yes.
But there's never a reason that you can't be displaying the goodness of God in that.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we know, the Holy Spirit works there and planting the seeds, and happens after that is in his hands. If someone was thinking today, my goodness, maybe that I could do something, were there things in your life that as you were growing your business, did you always do that, Amy, or were there things that happened that you thought, you know, this is really powerful, I want to start praying? Just share a little bit about that process for you. And is there any other things that you do to really help you be there, be inspired, and by using then the platform to serve your clients, but also God at the same time?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, going into people's homes is a complete unknown. And what I'm going into is overwhelm, stress, anxiety, tension, clutter. You know, it's a relatively high pressure, stressful situation.
Sure.
And so I regularly feel out of my comfort zone. And so my default place is prayer. And I intentionally set aside time in the car. That's, you know, that's the habit that I have. And that sets me up really well. And when I wasn't working in clients' homes and I was working for an employer, the same habit, you know, it's about setting that habit of saying, when, you know, in the car on the way to work, or when I'm dropping the kids off at school, or when I'm riding my bike, I'm just going to make sure that during that time I pray. Now, yes. I'm not an early morning person. I don't get up at 6 a.m. and set aside time to pray. I'm not an early morning person. And so having that discipline in the car is really important.
Yes.
And for me, God's faithfulness has been incredible with bringing in clients at the right time and bringing in the right clients. And so there's such a strong reliance and faith that God is the orchestrator of my business.
Yeah.
I don't ever stress when my calendar's looking really busy and I don't know that I can keep up with the client load. Mm-hmm. And I also don't stress when it's quiet and I'm thinking, God, what's happening? Yes. Like, surely there's meant to be someone coming in. Mm-hmm. Because I just know, I know that he's the orchestrator of that. And so there is that real confidence that he's the provider and I'm in business with God, not just for God, but we're together in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And you really can see that shining through in everything that you do. Talking about understanding season and how each season of life brings with it special opportunities to love people, to learn lessons and to draw closer to God. Sometimes the lessons we're learning right at the time that we're going through maybe challenges can be really hard, can't it?
It can. We had a season in at the start of 2017 where my husband's employment situation changed and we were really stressed with thinking, how do we go from him working 5 days a week to 1 day a week?
Wow.
You know, I had to ramp up my business so that we could pay all the bills. But during that time, we had a child who got quite sick. And so the blessing of that season was that I didn't have to cancel all my clients, but my husband was home. And he was able to care for him and take him to appointments. Mm-hmm. And we looked back and went, it's not something that we ever would have picked.
Yeah.
But that season was exactly as God had planned it. And so it encourages our faith next time we're in it and go, oh, we don't know what's happening, that God knows.
Mm.
And we really do need to push into him and try and understand from him, what are you trying to teach me in this season that I couldn't learn in a different season?
Were there things that you did at the time? Because it's really when you look back and you can join the dots, it's like, oh, okay, and you build strengths that you now know that you can use and leverage in that situation, as you said, with your husband. He was there then to be able to look after your son. When you're in that situation, it, as you said, it can be really frustrating and very worrying. Obviously prayer was something that you did. Did you just lean in closer? I'm asking because there may be someone going through a really difficult season in their business, in their life, with their partner, with their children. What insights can you share to help support them?
That's a great question. I think for us, the thing that we kept coming back to is we kept speaking out loud and reminding each other of God's faithfulness. And so, you know, I remember a week in May, we were up in Queensland for a conference and I didn't have any clients the week coming back and I'd had to take a week off to go to conference. And someone rang and booked an appointment while I was up there and my husband just said, God is so faithful. And we could have looked at it and said, oh my goodness, why didn't God provide 4 clients? But to speak to the small moments of faithfulness and to focus on those things for us was probably the key that got us through. And when we had to book appointments and my husband said, that's no worries, I'll take him. And I would say, gosh, that is such a godsend that you're available to do that. So it, for us, it was reminding each other out loud of the moments where we saw God's faithfulness. And we just kept doing that. Even we could have focused on the lack.
Yes.
We really focused on where he was providing.
So important, isn't it? Because, you know, what our enemy wants to do is discourage us, show us and highlight to us all the things that are going wrong. But when we take a step back and go, you know what, this is happening and we're going to celebrate and praise. And we're in the Bible, we're encouraged to praise God, even for the situations that really we are struggling. Something else that you did too, and I want to share with everyone just to point it out in case they missed it. When we are in situations of stress and worry, often what we can do, if we're that type of person, we can keep that inside, internal. But what you did is you openly shared that with your husband, and how important it is to be able to share that and say to them, look, you know, I'm feeling a bit like this, because we can support one another. And often sometimes silence can be misconstrued or presumed to be something completely different by the other person. So it's really good to get support in one another, but also share what you need and what you're going through. Did you find that to be true too, for you, important with your husband?
Yeah, I actually think as you've said that, I realized it because it was something that just happened. But as you've actually put words to that, I went, oh, yeah, that is really important.
Yeah.
And it's that vocal encouragement of each other and building each other up.
Yes.
And speaking into each other's future and saying, hey, this is the season for you. And, you know, it may seem like you've gone back to one day a week work, but actually you've been enabled to open up opportunities in so many other ways. So not until you said it, Anne-Marie, but I thank you for encouraging me in that. That's excellent. I'm going to remember it for next time.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, why I say that is because what I want to do is also interview some husband and wife who are working together maybe in business, because there's different communication styles. And I'm sure you've read the book, and I can't remember the author, but the love languages, the five love languages, and what we need. And I think sometimes in the situation when we do feel pressured, that is when we need to have an understanding or awareness of the other person. Sometimes we may not relate to the way that they take in information or the way that they just need to talk about things, but we have to be there as a loving, you know, husband or wife, a spouse, to be able to let them get that off their chest. And because sometimes it's just getting it off your chest and being able to talk to someone. And I love the fact that you were working together, because often, you know, when you think of husband and wife, when a partner has lost their job, particularly for men, because I was at a stage many years ago where my husband lost his job, people go through a grief and loss process, particularly men who do very much have their identity, you know, in their work. Women too, of course, but as a man, often who are providers, main providers for their family, all of that is going on. And the fact that you could both support one another, be there for one another, fill in the gaps, is just incredible. And I think just sharing that, I think today is going to bless someone.
Thank you. And I think just to add to that, it's really important to vocalize your needs as well. And so for me to say, during this season when I'm working full time, I really need you to be giving dinner a headspace. You know, like, it's those really simple things that sometimes verbalizing it with the love languages and the communication, it's saying, this is the need I have. And it's okay to have that need and to be asking your partner or your spouse, what's the need that you have right now? And how can I help you in that? Because communication can get lost at all kinds of different places, can't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's all so important for all of us as entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurship can be very challenging because, as you say, not only are you needing to run your business, do exceptional work with your clients, it's looking at where the next work is coming in, all of that kind of thing, and definitely having absolute faith that God has our back and he has it all planned out is amazing. And I think when we really have that faith, that's when miracles can happen. Let's talk about decluttering. This is your expertise, and you say it really can have a spiritual impact, and how when we free ourselves from the burden of stuff, I think we've all got stuff which we can unburden ourselves, we are released to focus on more important eternal things. Let's talk about this.
Well, clutter and stuff requires headspace. It requires time. It requires money. It requires organization. And so all of those things can distract. And so we want to fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of our faith. And we really want to reduce the shouting of the unnecessary at us. And decluttering does that. So decluttering a space reduces the time you spend trying to organize that space and keep it clear and tidy up and think about it. But it also reduces the visual and the audio and all the other aspects of clutter. You know, you might be decluttering your schedule and saying, no, I want to just spend more time quiet. Or actually, I want to spend more time intentionally connecting with people that I love or that I want to encourage. And so decluttering is about taking your eyes off the stuff that demands your attention and replacing that with putting your attention on the things that you want to place importance and attention on. And so, you know, no matter what aspect of life you're decluttering, it really is about that shift in focus, that shift in attention, and that shift in priority.
Yeah, so important. And as you're talking about, you know, we've got physical stuff, but also the importance of maintaining a calendar, a schedule that allows us to focus on the important things. And how often do we cram our schedules so so far that we haven't got time for prayer, that we haven't got time to dive in deep to the Bible, you know, to our Bible, and because that's really important. Now imagine you were so busy, Amy, that you didn't have time to sit in your car, just relax, and to bring everything in prayer to God. Yeah. Can you imagine how different you would show up to the client and just how you approached? I mean, there's a significant difference, and you've said so yourself. It's so important that we clear our schedules to leave time for the important things, isn't it?
And I think for entrepreneurs, there's always more work to be done. There's always a new idea floating around in our minds. There's always a to-do list. There's always client follow-up. There's always marketing. There's always something more that demands our attention. So we have to be intentional. I mean, you know as well as I know that we could spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week dreaming and enjoying our business, but that's not the healthy lifestyle that we actually want to engage in.
Tell us about what you then do, because I know a lot of people say, well, if I'm not doing this, or it's even throwing something away, and it's kind of that mindset, well, if I pass it on, give it away, whatever it is, what happens if I need it? It's almost a bit like that fear of missing out, fear of I need that thing again. How do we release it then in a really nice way that support us? Do you have a technique that you want to share? And obviously at the end of the call, we'll share with everyone how they can get in contact with you, because you've got some incredible resources. So what's a great step that we can start to think about so that we can start to release some of this stuff from our calendar and, of course, from our practical stuff?
I call it in my book, Photo, Fear of Throwing Out.
Oh, there you
go. It's that, what if I need it? That was important. I might be stuck without it. And so for me, there's really, I just encourage clients to ask some questions. So rather than having rules, which I don't think work really well for people because we're all just so different, I encourage questions. Like, have I needed it in the last 30 days? Have I needed it in the last year? If it broke, would I replace it? Do I have something else in my home that performs the same function? Could I replace it in under 20 minutes for under $20 is a great little question that the minimalists use. They call it the 20-20 rule.
Wow.
So 20 minutes, $20, could I replace it? And that really gets rid of so much clutter that we don't use maybe once a year. Some other questions are, could I borrow this from a neighbor or a friend or a family member if I needed it? So if you've got like a high pressure hose that you use once every 2 years, maybe the space and the money required to keep that is not worth it, but you could hire it or you could borrow it. Asking questions, you know, if you're talking about big appliances or outdoor things, could I employ somebody else to do this? Is it actually costing you more money to maintain your lawnmower and buy petrol and all those things than it would cost you to have a teenager down the street come and do it for you? So it's really kind of thinking creatively and asking those questions and then seeing where you land, rather than having all these rules that if you haven't used it by then and if it costs this much money, it's much easier to kind of have the questions that then can lead to a really wise decision.
Yeah, I love that. And as you're talking, you know, maybe borrow something off your neighbour. I had a little cheeky thought, maybe if your neighbour has space in their garage, you could put it there. But that's not what you're talking about, is it?
Not really. We're not talking about hiring the space of the neighbour's home. I love that, though.
Yeah. And I love that because really you need to go through that. What do you do as far as like, do you have, and this you probably do, you have like an annual clean out? Do you regularly say, right, we're going to do two rooms to make sure? Because I know every now and again for some of us, things will start to you know, pile up. Do you kind of recommend a process that we should follow?
Well, it's much easier to stay decluttered than it is to get decluttered.
Right.
So I kind of see them as two separate acts, because the getting decluttered is the part where people get really stuck because they feel overwhelmed, or they don't know where to start. They don't know if they should organize first or declutter first, if they should do it on their own or engage family members. So the getting decluttered is asking all those questions, and it really is about taking one space at a time in your home and getting rid of anything that you don't need. Mm. And then there's a whole process that I follow that helps people to do that.
Yeah.
But the staying decluttered is a really great process to be part of. And when you're into that groove, it's just beautiful. That's where the magic happens, I tell my clients.
Yeah.
Because then you can make routines and habits that keep you decluttered without taking time, without you having to set aside a week a year that's your declutter week. And you can be really intentional about what you keep, how you keep it, and asking yourself questions as you go. And yes, for our family, there are times when we say, all right, kids, like this afternoon we've planned, we're going to go through all your toys that you may have outgrown in the last year. But those times maybe take 20 minutes.
Yes.
And it's not laborsome and it's not difficult. And so keeping that decluttered lifestyle is actually a real joy for me.
Yeah. And when you keep that up and you're intentional, it's just like with anything, when you set it aside and you know you're going to do it and you do it with intention, it's very easy to maintain and it must be good. I mean, I cleaned out my desk because I had a few little knickknacks that I liked, but I thought, you know what, it's time to move them on. And I completely cleared this behind me, a cupboard, and I love it. When I'm looking at it, it's clean, everything has its place. And when I look at it, I just notice the difference in energetically, and that's what you're talking about when you have that across your home, and particularly in business. I mean, how often are we not able to find a file, or maybe it's just me, even an electronic file, and we think, I really need to declutter and get things organized. And when you are finding things very quickly, it's far more time efficient. I mean, how much money and time do we waste on not being able to find something? It's massively important, isn't it?
It's huge. And so many entrepreneurs will report back to me anecdotally the benefits of being decluttered.
Yes.
We might work with a session in their office, for instance, and they'll come back and say to me, I actually managed to lock in some clients that I've been working with, or I secured a contract, or some finances came in. And I can't promise any of my clients that they'll have more money, have like all these things that come, creativity that spark new business ventures, new ideas.
Yes.
But it's so common for me to have people come back and say, oh my goodness, Amy, you wouldn't believe the creativity that came the week following our declutter session. And as you said, energetically, it shifts something. I don't fully understand how that works.
Yes.
But I know that it does.
Yeah.
And it's great for entrepreneurs and business owners to intentionally clear the clutter and just see what that brings through their business and in their mind and headspace.
Yes. So important. So, Amy, how can people get in contact with you?
So my Facebook page, if you just search Simply Organized PO, or you can visit simplyorganized.net, and either of those ways you can find me on Instagram, Twitter and LinkedIn and all kinds of different places.
Yes.
But they're the best ways to find me.
Yeah, fantastic. And, of course, we'll put all of those links on the show notes. And to get to the show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE. So Amy, what's in store for this year? What exciting plans have you committed, obviously, to prayer and that you have in store for your business? Do you want to share anything with us today?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm doing some interstate travel this year. Been getting lots of national inquiries, and so I've just locked in three different I'm calling them tour dates just because it kind of sounds cool. I'm going and opening up a week in a particular city or a particular capital city, and then taking bookings for there. Our podcast is looking amazing for this year. So that's The Art of Decluttering. And we are just so excited. We've got a studio booked this week to record the next few months worth of episodes.
Yes.
And I have got a few exciting media opportunities that are coming up. Can't quite give you details yet, but in the next week I'll be able to release what those are. But there's some amazing partnerships that I've been able to secure. So that's got me very, very excited, Emery.
Oh, fantastic. And can't wait to hear what they are once you're able to disclose those. Now, for those of you who are listening or watching this recording, thank you so very much. Please reach out to Amy. Also, too, if you thought that this year is the year you want to really step out, share your message and make an impact in the world, maybe even with a podcast. I know that for many of you, you do struggle with this, your technologies. What do I do? What's the workflow? That kind of thing. So what I've done is I put together a free mini training. I've included my pre and Empress production, the step-by-step what I use and the tools, including a checklist of no-cost and low-cost tools to get you started. And if that's something that's of interest to you, all you need to do is pop over to annemariecross.com/mini-training, annemariecross.com/mini-training. Amy, before we go, can I say a very, just a short prayer for you, just to bless you on your way? I started doing this with the other two guests, and I thought, why not? I mean, we've talked about today the power of prayer. So, yeah, I'd love to do that. So thank you, Lord, for the time that we spent with Amy. Thank you so very much for blessing her business, and just what a joy it is to hear her share that she commits her business and her life to you in prayer. It's so important, Lord, that we lean into you in times when we're happy, when things are really working well, and even in times, as we said, in challenges, because it's often those moments that you're developing a strength in us that we need to, for future. Lord, will you bless Amy's tours that she's now stepping out into nationally? We pray that you'll be with her, that you'll support her, guide her as she does that. And we also pray that you'll bless and guide also the clients that she works with this year as well, and her podcast, which we know is doing just amazingly well, that you're blessing those people who are listening to that as well. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amy, you
are an absolute pleasure, a treat. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, and have an amazing next couple of episodes with another amazing entrepreneurs.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by BeTheDifferenceMovement.com, changing the world one message at a time. Do you feel called to influence real change with your message? Join our supportive community of like-minded influencers, thought leaders, and disruptors at www.BeTheDifferenceMovement.com. That's BeTheDifferenceMovement.com.